Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 1735. 5 Mindful Practices for Pulling Yourself Out of a Rut by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. And I'm Dr. Neil. Welcome back to another bonus episode for the week. I like to share an extra episode on Sundays from another podcast in our network to help you optimize your life. Usually, it's overlapping with health in some way. And today's article comes from my brother's show, Justin, of Optimal Living Daily. You can find Optimal Living Daily wherever you listen to podcasts. Now, today's post is all about pulling yourself out of a rut, so it's a really good fit with what I usually talk about. So with that, let's hear this one from Optimal Living Daily as we optimize your life.
5 Mindful Practices for Pulling Yourself Out of a Rut by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. Ruts are something I am painfully familiar with. Whether it's a creative rut, fitness rut, mood rut, you name it, I've probably struggled to find balance with it time and time again. This past year, I've been really digging in and trying to find things that work for me to help pull me out of a rut, and I thought it'd be fun to talk about those with you all. Let's just start with a quick reminder here that I'm not an expert at pretty much anything. Heck, even my job was something I jumped into and I've just learned from experience. That's who I am, jack of all trades, master of none. So when I give out any advice like this, know that it's coming from my experience and may or may not be the right answer for you. We're all incredibly individual, and while I share these in the hopes that they can help you as much as they've helped me, you need to find your own path. Listen to how you talk to yourself. Being more conscious of how I talk to myself has been a big effort for me this year. After reading Brené Brown's Daring Greatly, I've made an effort to correct myself when I think I'm a bad person, which I so often do, and instead changing that to, I did something bad, but I'm not a bad person. And just that little switch has helped my mindset significantly. Living for years, I've told myself that I'm a terrible person, and guess what? It only made me feel way worse. It drug me right down into the pit of despair, 10 points to anyone who gets that reference. Take a good look at how you're talking to yourself and make a conscious effort to stop and correct yourself when you feel you're going down a negative self-talk track. Telling yourself you're terrible 10 times a day won't fix your problems or make you feel any better, I promise. Pay attention to what you're ingesting. Now, I'm not just talking about what you eat, although it's definitely good to be mindful of that as well, especially when you're not feeling yourself. I'm talking about what movies and TV you watch, music you listen to, books you read, everything you're putting in your brain. I found being mindful of what I'm taking in during times I'm feeling in a funk can make such an impact on how long I feel stuck. Set aside that sad story or movie and find something motivational or inspirational to remind you that things will turn around. It sounds cheesy, but just like you are what you eat, you tend to adapt thought patterns and habits of what you're mentally digesting too. Don't be afraid to seek help. This is still something I'm learning to do, but I think it's incredibly important. Recognizing when you need to reach out to someone you're close with, or even if it's time to grab the phone and make an appointment with a therapist or other professional, is key. Keep yourself open to identifying when you need help and try not to wait until you're deep in the mud to reach out. Be grateful. I used to hear about gratefulness practices and roll my eyes, no joke. It seemed cheesy and felt super uncomfortable, like one of those awkward times when a friend's parents made you go around the dinner table and talk about what you're thankful for. Can we just skip to the food part? But guess what? It really, really, really is important and can make such a difference. Taking time to think and focus in on the good things instead of wallowing permanently on the bad can really help pull you out of a bad spot. If you don't have a gratefulness practice, then it's going to feel super weird the first few times. In fact, you might have literally no idea what to write down, but push through. Even if they may seem silly, starting with simple things like having a place to live or even something as basic as having access to fresh water, those are all great things to take a second to appreciate. Whether it's committing to make a list in your head first thing when you wake up or taking the time to sit down and write them out during the day, taking inventory of the good can really help you feel more balanced when things feel like they aren't going your way. That's it. They're so simple, but have made a big difference for me this past last year and would recommend them to anyone who's been struggling with ruts or just funky moods you may pass through. Let me know if you guys have anything you do that helps you in those times. You just listened to the post titled Five Mindful Practices for Pulling Yourself Out of a Rut by Josie Michelle Davis of josiemichelledavis.com. And thank you to Josie. Come by josiemichelledavis.com for a lot more. Changing how you talk to yourself can have a huge impact. It takes a good amount of awareness to catch yourself though. That takes practice, but the more you do it, the better you'll get at it. One trick I learned a long time ago is when you're thinking a negative thought about yourself, for example, but really this can be used when you're thinking unhelpful negative thoughts in general. Basically you say, hey, and you do that out loud if you're alone or silently in your head, basically catching yourself, then immediately think of something positive, something good, something you love, something you're grateful for, anything along those lines that reverses that negative energy, and then thank yourself for remembering to do that. Give yourself a little pat on the back and you're done. It's super simple, but I like that trick personally, so maybe try that out to take this to the next level. I'll leave it there for today. Hope you have a great rest of your day. Thank you for being here and listening to me and for being a subscriber to the show. And I'll be back tomorrow where your optimal life awaits.